Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I'll start off really with the question, because it's a basic question. The Gemara in Daf and Ches says that what's the case of Kenegda Bekarka Psulis, right? By according to Reb Yehuda, where he built a tunnel under the Mizbeach. So maybe in that case it's going to be Pasul. Kenegdim Bekarka is going to be Pasul. And the Gemara says, V'chi agav miyam mizbeach, v'atanyi mizbeach adoma tasa li, that she'eh mechuber ba'adoma, sh'lo yivnenu agav mechil, sh'lo agav kipin. So, that the problem is, the mizbeach adoma cannot be built on top of Mechilas and not on top of Kippin. So in other words, the Mishnah, which says that if you do it on the Mizbeach, Mechat the Mizbeach, it's going to be kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda, which implies it's going to be pasul if it's on the Karka. So what is the case? It can't be where there was tunnels, because in that case, even the Mizbeach itself, there's going to be a problem. Even the Mizbeach itself is going to be the problem of the fact, because it was built on mechilas, it was built on tunnels, or kippin, which is, again, kippin are domes, some kind of structure under there. So the question really is, and this is what the Malbim asks, that he asks that the Gemara in Pesachim says that mechilas, the tunnels, weren't niskadshu unless they were psuchas la'azara. Right? So therefore, yes, he says that if the case over here is going to be the problem, Mari asks that it's a problem with the Mizbeach, and therefore, how could it be kosher for the Mizbeach? Like we just said, typically the Mechilas are a problem. The Mechilas are a problem because they're not, because Mechilas lo niskachu. Like they weren't sanctified. Mar Pesachim, Pevov. So what does the Gemara say, right, Shmuel, Harav? That the Gemara Pesachim Peivav says, and Tzuchas L'Kodesh. So Mechilas that were opened into the Kodesh, they're okay. Those are Kodesh. And you have to say that, so therefore what? So what's the case of the Gemara? Very technical. He built a tunnel, and there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a problem when it's connected in Bekarka, because the Mizbeach is Bedarim, whatever it is. There's going to be a problem. Why would there be a problem if you shecht it in the mechilas, even though it's psuchas l'kodesh? Sorry, it's not psuchas l'kodesh. It's chol. Teretz is psuchas l'kodesh. Where's the psuchas l'kodesh?
Right, so we have a hole in the azara. We never
know. Yeah, exactly. So it can't be, so you'd have to say it can't be a hole in the azara.
We're talking about on the floor, but the floor is on the top of the kitchen, so it's not.
Where is the tunnel?
Underneath
and where's it opened until?
No,
but the Gemara says the case of Kenegd and Bekarka is possible where you shecht it in the tunnel. In fact, the Gemara, the Mizbeach is possible. Yeah, yes. Kenegd and Bekarka, what's the case of Kenegd and Bekarka? What's the case of Kenegd and Bekarka? You shecht it in the tunnel, in the Mechila. The Chabet Mechila. That's the Gemara's kasha, but the case of connecting the karka was where he shechted it in the tunnel, and the kasha is, in fact, the Gemara's learning out the din of tzafin or darm. The problem is it's not kaddish, it's not kaddish. So you have to say tzuchas l'kaddish. But where's the tzuchas l'kaddish? So you have to. He says. The Malbim says that it has to be that it was psuchas to the Mizbeach, and therefore it has the din of a Mizbeach. That's what the Malbim says, just posh up shot.
What?
That it has to be that it was, he says, I'll tell you the words.
The Yedua, the Mechilas lo niskachu,
raka psuchas la'azora dinam ka'azora, va psuchas la'arabayis dinam ka'arabayis, v'im kain, em heim psuchas la'azora dinam ka'azora lo yikam Mizbeach. He says it can't be that it was open to the Azora, then it wouldn't have a din of a Mizbeach. So it has to be talking about where is Psuchas la Mizbeach. This is what the Malbim says. So it's Psuchas to the Mizbeach. It goes up to the structure of the Mizbeach.
Well, the truth is, the Mizbeach was fixed. If it was an opening under it, it wouldn't bother anybody. You know,
no, that's true.
It
so
could be that they had a hollow, shaft under the middle of the Mizbeach. Who cares?
Okay, maybe. Maybe. I don't know if that would be a problem. I don't know if that would be... What? What? Sorry. It's on Shmois Chav Chav Aleph. I'm just taking one piece out of the Malbim. This is what he says, and I'll explain how it's relevant. The main point here, as I'm trying to explain exactly, you have to reconcile this with the sugya of Mechilas Leinis Gachu, and also you have to reconcile with the fact that the Gemara said before that you can't shecht in the lishkas, so even if it is Psuchos Lakaidish. Just, I wanted to just bring that up because it's very relevant to the Peshat and the Gemara. But here's the question. What?
Even the Talmud is a lishkas.
L'chaira, it shouldn't be worse. Why is it better?
It's not lishkas.
What? But it's not Pesach El Mayid. The Gemara said before, you could have a lishka that's Psuchas L'Kaidish, it's full Kedushas Hazara, but it's not Pesach El Mayid. So here, how do you have Pesach El Mayid? Fine, it has Kedusha. But, yeah, another question. So you have to say Psuchas L'm is bad. It's a very, it's hard to understand.
And that Pesach is opposite to Pesach. Even though it's
I don't have an answer to that. I don't understand it. How's it Pesach? The only answer I was thinking, it's not. It's closed by the Mizbeach. How's it better than a Lishka? The truth is that we were clearing, does the din of Kachay Kachim have the din of Pesach HaOmayid? Shechitas Kachim Kalim, which we learn from Mishlamim, Mishachatu Pesach HaOmayid, Avada, even it has Kedushas HaZorah, there still is a halacha that has to be connected to Pesach HaOmayid. But do Kachay Kachim have that din? Sounds like a crazy question, but the truth is, it's pretty legit, I think. No?
Kachay Kachim may not have to have Pesach HaOmayid.
So the case of the Gemara is talking about Kachay Kachim 100%, because we're talking about Shechitas Tzafen. So by Kachay Kachim, L'chayr, this Gemara is a raya, you don't need to have Pesach HaOmayid. You need Kedushas Hazara.
We should say Kamal Simon.
I don't know. We're making up a new Kavachimer, maybe. It doesn't say it anywhere. So again, I'm not saying it's a conclusion, but it's perhaps it's maybe.
No, but then you'd have a pure from and also the Gemara's Kalva Chaimer. Because Gemara has a Kalva Chaimer and says, Mada Kachim, right? The Gemara learns it comes in Kalva.
So you say it's a pure Chamala Kachim Kachim that they don't need Pesach El Moyed. Right. So therefore that Fakarit, so yet it still needs Tzafen. So isn't that the opposite? Isn't that the opposite logic? So it makes it even more Kalva. And it still has a chumrah.
No, that you can't. Maybe you can't do something. You can't. The part is only kal chumrah. You can do kalsim by cutting kal, right?
Yeah. All right. I have to just say one thing here. My head is a limited. I don't know if I could get into it too much because I'm not holding. I forgot sort of the cheshbon. I have to redo it. But so the question really is over here. The Gemara says ki hayav the gavim mizbeach, but the problem is that the Mishnah says, really, it's Mishnah in Parah, that the harabayis, I'll read the words, harabayis v'azoris tachteim chol mnei kever tahoim. And we know it was built on, the harabayis is built on kippin, because of the problem, if there'd be a mace under the azora or under the harabayis, the rule would be that the tumah is boikas v'oila. It would, like we say, it splits and goes up. If there's no opening of a tefach, and you have a buried mace, it's going to go up. So there'd be a problem of kever atahim, of some mace that might be there. If that's the case, so that's why they built it on a hollow ground. If they built it on a hollow ground, the Mizbeach is also built on a hollow ground, Frekli Mishul Melech. If the Mizbeach is built on the hollow ground, so then you have a problem of Lechilas, it's not Mizbeach. Okay, so Pashtus is that the entire there was a problem of Kevar HaTahayim throughout the Beis HaMikdash, and we needed there to be hollow ground under the areas that they were walking. So the Mizbeach should have the same din. That's the Mishul Melech's problem. So in other words, this Gemara is a stira to the Sugya, the Mishnah Parah, and the question boils down to whether the Mizbeach was on top of hollow ground or not. And the question is, there's Yerushalmi, this is the question that boils down to what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says that in the Yimei Chizkiah, they rebuilt the Mizbeach, it was broken from Yimei Achaz, and they were Ma'abed Shana. It says they were Ma'abed Shana because of the Tumah. They found the head of Arnon HaYehusi in the Mizbeach. And there was a problem of Tumah, so they had to rebuild the Mizbeach and do the Hakrava, etc. They had to be Ma'abed Shana for that reason, so that they can bring the Karbonis, etc. That's a problem of Tumah. And they found the head under the Mizbeach. Wait, one second. Let me just quote Yerushalmi. So they found the head under the Mizbeach, and because of Tumah, they were Ma'aber Dishana. So you see from the Yerushalmi, Zok the Mishnah Melech, you see from the Yerushalmi that it was not hollow under the Mizbeach. Because if it was, why would there be a problem of Tumah? Because they found the head of Arnon HaYebusi.
What about the Gemara by
that it wasn't. Because that why there was a problem of Tumah. HaKlal Ha'olam Adibrei Yerushalmi Alol Unir Ben Nisfil De Mizbeach Loi Ho Yechalal Tachtun. Yeah, I don't know. This is getting a little. Right. So that was for the. Right. If you go like that opinion that it went down under the Mizbeach, because one opinion holds it's in the Mizbeach, the wine would go down to Ada Tahim. So, all I'm saying is a Mechila.
Why
are you asking your Shalmei from the Malachi? Yeah. Does the Gemara ask that question? The Gemara doesn't ask it, right? Well,
I'm sorry, can we just go back?
Major question from Rabbi Gibber.
Quickly for me, I'm a little slow today. We built the Kitin because we were afraid there's going to be a body.
Keep him.
How did the body get there? Because they were keeping him. That's circular. It's solid rock to begin with, and I'm going to make Kitin.
Somehow.
Maybe there's going to be a body in the solid
rock. So somehow it got there. I don't know how it got there. Akasha Vamaisa. The head. He drilled the head into the ground. He pushed the head. All right. The truth is, it's how did it end up over there? I don't know how it ended up. The Malvin says, really there was a Chalal. How did the head get there? It collapsed. He's addressing really this point.
So what were the tunnels there for?
How the head got there, I can't say I would lose sleep over that question in my humble opinion. But the conclusion of the Mishnah Lamelech is
the reasoning. You don't need it.
The conclusion of the Mishnah Lamelech. It's the same thing. Hollows.
But if they only put them there because they're afraid the body's going to be there, where's the body going to be? Isn't that where they're built? It's still better.
No. These
are solid rock.
If it was a body that was there.
Where's the body coming from?
I don't know.
There's no room for it. It's a solid rock.
Maybe his head was bored into the ground. I don't know. Is that a problem? It's a kasha famaisa. It's not possible? They drilled the head into the. Rebach David, am I making a mistake over here?
No. You're saying it over correctly.
I don't know. I'm listening.
See, I know why they're jumping on you.
As long as you have my back.
Yeah, they're all jumping on you. I don't know why. I'm looking at it now just to make sure.
Okay. All right. So we have to do the daf also. So the Mishnah Lamelech, besides, we have to do the daf. The Mishnah Lamelech comes out that there was no halal talk under the Mizbeach, and the Malbim argues, and the Malbim says, maybe because of your question, he doesn't say your question, but he says that really there was a halal under the Mizbeach. There's a problem with Mechilois. Mizbeach has to be built on solid ground. He says the only time there's a problem is when there's a hole there's a hole that connects the tunnel to the Mizbech. But let's say there's earth in between the tunnel and the Mizbech. That's fine. It's Mechover Ba'adamah. And he proves that in that, Agmar is the kasha that the Mechila is a problem. He proves that here, in our case of the Gemara, the Mechila actually, the hole actually touched the Mizbech, because otherwise you can't set the Mechila anyways, because it's not Psuchas L'Kodesh. So he says that the hole had to have been connected to the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not Mechover Ba'adamah, that's the problem. But Al Tumah, they would have, it was actually hollow on the Mizbeach, that isn't a problem. And he argues in the Mishnah Melech, and he says, the Yushami is a Raya Fakert, because if you're gonna tell me there was no halal under the Mizbeach, that means for all the time while the head of Arnon Hayabusi was there, they were being Makrib B'Tumah, because there was no halal, it was by Kazvayla. So he says, no, it was a halal, but the Mizbeach had been destroyed at that point, and at that point it collapsed. So once it collapsed, there was a problem of Tumah, and they searched for it, and that's how they found it. Mishnah Malbim, how he says, the Yerushalmi is a Raya, mamish to the opposite. But this is a Lundish Malbim, they don't just learn it in Teg with Muslim. Malbims. What? He has to deal with the Shitin? Right, yes. That's a great, I hear, I don't know, that's, I don't even, that's beyond my pay grade, that question. So, just wanted to mention the Mishnah Melech and then the Malbim. Machlekes. Mishnah Melech is in the Perek Aleph, that's how the head got there. The Perek Aleph, Beis HaBechira Halacha Yud Gimel, Mishnah Melech reads like butter. Yeah. Yeah, it really reads very nice. I read it this morning. So, and then the Malbim is in Parakhaf Pasachaf Aleph in Yisrael. I just excerpted part of it. But he has a much longer piece if anyone wants to see it here. Thank you to Baruch David for the Mar Mokum. And okay, now let's start the Gemara. Okay. So Daf Nun Tes. We have the original member of Ravasi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Rabbi Yossi holds Kul Mizbech B'Tzof and Koi. He held that according to Rabbi Yossi, he had a Mesorah, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the entire Mizbech was in the north. And the Gemara is trying to find the Mishnah that is the source for this. And the Gemara brought a source from the fact that the Mishnah said that the Marocha Ketana Shel Ketoris, Marocha Shinya Shel Ketoris, was 4 Amos away from the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. That was a proof, and that was going like Rabbi Yossi. And that Bryce is a proof. That Mishnah is a proof that the Mizbeach was in the north, and we proved that that was Rabbi Yossi's opinion from another place. And then we were Matcha the Raya saying that it's not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yehuda. We have another answer now, Rav Sharabia, 2 lines from the bottom, on Unchesim Ebeis, another opinion that holds the Mizbeach was in the Tzofen. And therefore, you don't have a proof from a Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi held the Mizbeach was Bitzafen, because that Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rav Sharabia Omar, Amani Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Amani Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And we're going to prove now that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that the Mizbeach was in the north. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omar. Mitoich Shenemar, we have a shtickle stirum psukim. Plus it says, I'm sorry? Yeah, this is Rav Yossi. Yeah, and the Stam Rav Yossi is Rav Yossi ben Chalafta. Yeah, Rashi says, that Rashi says. No, not our Mishnah. No, the one over here, the Mishnah in by the Maroch HaShinyo Shal Tairis. Our Mishnah is Stam, is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tana Kama Rashi says it's Stam Rabbi Yossi, who's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. There's a concert for the three Yossis. A lot of Yossis. Yeah, okay. So the Stirim Sukkim. Mitoch Shinemar v'nasata es akir v'noyo mo'ed v'ena mizbeach. V'agoyim in the Pesach says, v'nasata shoma mo'ed. It says that you shall put the kir between the oil mo'ed and the mizbeach. What's the oil mo'ed? The heichol. So be the oil mayid and the kiyor has to be placed in between the oil mayid and the mizbeach. And then it says, v'yaz mizbach ha'oil asom
Pesach Oil Moed, right? It says the Mizbech Oila has to be opposite the Pesach Oil Moed. So, it's Gastira. Mizbeach, the Pesach Oil Moed, like here, the Pesach Oil Moed. Says that the Mizbeach has to be opposite the entrance to the Oil Moed of the Hechel.
With nothing in between.
With nothing in between.
That's the point. It doesn't say that, but that's the implication.
That's the implication, yes. That's what we're saying. And therefore, the Kior can't interrupt that, can't be in between. Can't be in between. The Kior cannot be in between the Pesach Oil Moed and the Mizbeach. So where was it placed? If it had to be between the Mizbeach and the Hechel, so where was it placed? Hechen Hoyed Noisnoi. Well, L'chayr, we should have a lot of options. The Mizbeach was 32 by 32. We could place, and it was opposite the Hechel, we could place it all along the length of the Mizbeach. The question is, where was the Mizbeach situated? And that's what we're going to discuss. Hechen Hoyed Noisnoi.
So we're...
No, not the entire. No, it can't be. The whole Pesach. Yeah, the whole Pesach has to be exposed to the Mizbeach. Yeah. Nice point. Yeah. Okay. So Hechen Hoyed Noisnoi. He would, where would he put it? So Zogdin Mara Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach Moshech Kimo Klapei Hadorm. It would be placed in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, a little bit towards the south. Kimo, a little bit towards the south.
Of what?
South of the Azor.
No. South of the Pesach or south of the Mizbeach?
South of the
Azor. It's in the south of the Azor.
Maybe it's not.
Moshech Kimo from the Ulam.
The truth is, at this point, look at Rashi. The point is, this is really not clear. But if you look at the Rashi at this point, Hechen Hoyed Noisnoi, yeah, you know what, this picture, I don't know which picture is correct anymore. Hechen Hoyed Noisnoi, I don't know. Hechen Hoyed Noisnoi, look at the Rashi. Hechen Hoyed Noisnoi, Moshech Kimo, Mizavis, HaMizbeach Lador. From the corner of the Mizbeach and the south. Okay? That's what Rashi says.
It still needs to be Bein Ha'Oil Moed and Mizbeach, right?
That's called Bein Ha'Oil Mizbeach, yeah.
This is this picture, correct?
What, with the Kiyur? Yeah. Does it have the Kiyur there?
Yeah. It seems like it's in the south.
It doesn't. It's not Bein Ha'Oil. It's saying Bein Ha'Oil Moed and Mizbeach.
Yeah. Is that correct?
It could be correct.
Yeah.
It
could be.
It's like the side.
It's a little bit, because it does overlap a little with the Mizbeach. So it's not 100% correct, but it's 99% correct.
No, that's not a problem. Because only the part of the Mizbeach is facing the Pesach. It can't be
Yeah.
There's no interposition.
Okay. All right. Whew, Boisai,
oh
my gosh.
It's amazing.
I can't get through a lot of Gemara.
I think there should not be any questions until 7 o'clock, you know? You got to get through this. It's crazy.
I'm trying.
Tough crowd.
Where's your bell?
Yeah, the bell doesn't help anymore. Pavlov's dogs, you know? Yeah. Okay, fine. I don't even know what I'm up to at this point. Where am I up to?
Mike Kosovar.
Oh, okay. Mike Kosovar. So what does he hold? Ikosovar kulim is bech v'darim koi. So if he holds that the entire Mizbeach is in the south. Don't forget that the south-north line of demarcation was in the middle of the Pesach of the Hechel. Okay? Check the picture. This is really, these pictures are confusing me more than helping me, but maybe if it helps you, then look at the picture. So, just understand that if that's the case, there's a five, if the entire Mizbeach is in the south of the Azara, that means the five Amma part, five Ammas of the Mizbeach are actually opposite the Pesach HaHechel. So now like this. So how much space do you have in between the Mizbeach and the Hechel that's not by the Pesach? What's 32 minus 5? There's 27. So you have a whole area. So East covers Kul Mizbeach B'Darim Koi, Nukmi Mikos HaHechel L'Darim B'Nul Mizbeach. You have the whole area, that 27 Ammas area that's not opposite the Pesach and the Mizbeach. So put it over there. So what do you have to do, Mashach, why do you have to make it that it's actually below the Mizbeach? Make it in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam.
Shvinamer kasava kedusha seichel ulam chadahi, and maybe you'll say what? That the kedusha seichel and the ulam has one kedusha, and therefore the Pesach oil mayid that the Torah is talking about, that there can't be an interruption in between that Pesach and the Mizbeach, is also including the Pesach of the ulam, which means you can add on another 5 amas that you can't have the kiyah. What's 32 minus 10? 22. So you have 22 amas now. Do it from the part that the wall of the ulam begins after the Pesach, 22 amas space, and that's fine. Let's say you all that the Mizbeach is half north, half south, which means, again, if you say that, how much of the Mizbeach is in the north, how much of the Mizbeach is in the south? 16 on each side. What's 32 divided by 2? 16, baby. All right, so this is a mathematician crowd, a mathematician. So 16 on each side, but then it's taken up by 20, right? Because if you have the Pesach, at this point, you have 10. So now how much is each on each side?
16 minus 10 is 6.
No, but then you have each side. 16 and 16 on each side, so you really have, 12 on each side. Yeah, 12. So you have 12 amas now. You're taking away 10 out of 32, putting it in the middle, which means on each side you have 12. 12 on each side plus, what's 12 plus 12 plus 10? 32, which is the total area of the Mizbech.
34. It's supposed to be 10, not 12.
I'm sorry, 34. Yeah. So it's 11 on each side. Mistake. It's 11 on each side. It's 11 on each, or 16 minus 5.
16 minus 5.
Easier way to do it. Okay, so that's the Kedush, that's the Pesach Eichel. So now maybe you add on another 5 because of the Kedush of Sa'ulam. You still have an area of 5. 6. 6?
Six.
No, because he added on another 5. Yeah, so fine. What's 11 minus 5? 6. So you have another area of 6. Bein ulam lamizbeach. So again, why do you have to, if you hold the mizbeach, manushach, if you hold the mizbeach is bedarim, so you have all 27 amas. Or another 10, so you have 22. Or if you hold that the mizbeach is chetzi bedarim, and kedusha seichel ulam chadahi, you have an area of 6. And you don't have to do it below the Mizbeach. So what's the case? Elam ishim the Kesavar kul Mizbeach b'tzofen. So must be the whole Mizbeach is in the Tzofen. V'chinami mukvuslo ne'koysel hechav. V'chinami mukvuslo ne'koysel hechav v'l'tzofen. Have they been ulam l'mizbeach? So if you're going to hold that the whole Mizbeach is b'tzofen, it's going to end up interrupting the Pesach. Why? Because if the whole Mizbeach is b'tzofen, how much of the Mizbeach, the bottom 5 of the Mizbeach is opposite 5 of the Pesach of the Heichel. So you can't put the kiyar there. Where does it have to be? It has to be below the Mizbeach. Got it? Okay.
South of the bottom
of the Mizbeach.
This picture is wrong also. But still.
Which one? I said, it's overlapping. And this. So Bachleik is between the sheets. This sheet does not hold that the Mizbeach is B'tzofen. It's not even part. It's not even part of the Dharma of B'tzofen. This is not like any of
the
sheets.
Because
look at this.
No, part of it is B'tzofen.
Yeah, but it has to be half and half. It's either, there's three opinions. Kula B'darim, that's what it's not. Kula B'tzofen, it's not. Half B'darim, half B'tzofen, it's not either, because it's three quarters B'darim, three quarters. One quarter of the stuff. This picture.
The steps are on this picture.
No, that's the Yesoi. You mean going into the.
Yes, and how could they put it there anyway? If the Maisa was, they would have to put it on the side.
I don't know. How much space is there between the Mizbeach and the steps?
Oh, well,
it depends on the picture.
Did the steps really go to the north and south like that?
Kids, this picture, it's a good thing that Baruch Tov, you don't have this picture, because it's a shtickle. This is not a real, this is not like any opinion.
There were 22 amas between the ulam and the Mizbeach.
Well, there, but the one of our pictures here has steps. There were steps, right? The Shir HaMalos.
Yeah, yeah. I can't tell you. The 22 probably includes those steps.
Or how many? The 12 steps.
It's not the Shir HaMalos.
There were the 12 steps.
The whole thing here is not the
scale. Yeah, I see that.
Here is also not that big.
I see that. Okay. All right. Oh, so the Gemara. So here's our conclusion that according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, you see, he holds because of this cheshbon with the kiyor. We see Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds that the home is be'ach was b'tzafen. But frankly, Gemara, you're right. You have to put it on the south because otherwise, if it's opposite the mizbeach, it'll be opposite the mizbeach and the Pesach. But you have a whole area on the north. What about the north, the great north? Right. What about that? Frankly, Gemara, how about the Ben Ulam? Look, maybe Kaisel Ulam let soften. Ben Ulam is Beach. Why don't you put it over there? Why does it have to be in the Darim? Now, we already proved that the Mizbeach has to be the Tzafen. But no. This is Machlekes if it's Kashas according to.
Yeah, what about the Kiyor?
About the Kiyor.
About the Kiyor.
Yes, that's right. Yes. It's a kashi, even if you go like the other Mavi Yomar, because you have that space. Even if they say chetzi b'dar and chetzi b'tzafen. So the Gemara Safoina has to be in the north. The Kiyor. No. The word Safoina.
What?
The Shechita. Yeah. Safoina means she'ed safoin ponim ikeil.
Because of the extra
hay. The extra hay. Safoina. It has to be in the north. She'ed safoin ponim ikeil. It has to be that the north does not have kalim. And therefore you can't put the kior over there. Wait, one second. Mantana is good. Mantana the Polgalid Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Who's the one who argues Rabbi Yosi Haglili? Rabbi Yosi Ben Yaakov. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Omer, Tzafoina Sheit Tzafen Ponim Yikeilu Vafilu Menam Mizbeach. He holds you can't have it at all, even in Mizbeach. So he has to hold Kula Bedarim. Now, Tosfos has the problem that, Jonathan, you were asking. Sheit Tzafen Ponim Yikeilu. Ponim Yikeilu. Frek Tosfos. Vafilu be three lines from the top. Three lines, can we read the Tosfos? Could Tosfos get a few words in here? I can't scream, I don't know. I'll just say it, fine. Va'afo pi shehoya
b'tzafen,
ha'nasim kunstas v'shulchanus. You have in the north, the hooks, the, what are the ha'nasim, the pegs, the it's interesting why those things would be, Caleb. They're movable, I guess. B'shulchanus, they would do the emur, they would have the tables over there. So Tosfos, mistama hada amra Torah. It's the time of the crow. The reason why the Torah said that you have to have ponim miklum or mikalim, b'shem shchitahu, v'hanitzar shchita ninu. These things are needed for the shchita. You'd hang up the animal, you'd skin it over there, you'd put it under the ring. You won't do the shechita unless you have a place to place the innards.
It's connected to the shechita, which is not true to the kiyor.
I mean, so is the kiyor, because you can't do the avodah.
You can't do anything else. The only thing you're using the table of the hooks for is the
shechita. Okay. Alright.
You can do for everything. The
fine.
The possibility.
Amarav.
Excellent.
Major sugi over here. Mizbeach Shenifgam.
I think we have to start at 5:30.
Mizbeach Shenifgam. Mizbeach Shenifgam. A Mizbeach, which had a... give me an English word here.
Damage.
It was damage. Yeah, but it's a certain type of damage. It was missing. It's missing. Very good. It's missing, and therefore what?
A drone bomb.
And therefore what? Mizbeach Shenifgam. Kol ha-kachim shenishchutu sham psulin. Yeah. All the kachim that were shechted over there are possible. Now, for shteitzuch, like Tosfos says later on, mizbeach shenifgam is possible.
right? It is possible. You can't do the avodah on the mizbeach, can't do zrika or anything, pashtus, because it's chasaron of revua, it's not square. So the chiddush over here is what? That even if you fixed it afterwards, and you did the avodah on it, still, since at the time of the shechita, the mizbeach had a pegima, therefore the shechita of the kachim is possible. Even though, again, you did the avodah, it was fixed afterwards. You called in the carpenter, you fixed it, and then you did the zrika. So Alts is good.
But by the shechita,
the stonemason.
Stone mason.
But by the shechita, the chazaka, it always goes to chazaka.
Different
unit.
Different unit.
So how do you know that?
No, we knew.
We check.
Yeah, we knew.
By the way.
At that time, all the kachim that we knew. The mizbeach was in kosher shinchas amsun. Let's just read the pasuk. Or Rav said mikra hayu b'deinu shachnu, and we had a pasuk for this, but we forgot it. Kisal Rav Kahana ashkechel Rav Shimon Berebi. When Rav Kahana went to Eretz Yisrael, he found Rav Shimon Berebi. The ka'amar mishum Rav Yishmael Berebi. You see, minayin mizbeach shenivkam shekol hakotchim shenishchutu sham psulin.
How far back
do you go? Wait. Shenemar b'zavachto lovis alusecha. It says, you shall shecht on the mizbeach. You shecht on the mizbeach. The Torah is telling us that when it's shalem and not when it's chaser. Now we have to reconcile this pasuk with the Gemara before, the Mishnah, the source for the Mishnah, that you could shecht on the mizbeach.
Tzorchim.
So this, so that's, yeah, interesting. Okay. Did I see that? Okay. V'loikishu chaser. So Amar Rav said, Hainu krod ishtamet, this is, who's talking? Rav Kahana. Hainu krod ishtamet lil Rav, this was the pasuk that Rav forgot. So now what is Rav's din? Again, Rav's din is that if you have a mizbech that was nifkam, okay? You shecht a carbon while the mizbeach is nifkam, and then you fixed it and did the avoida kitikunoi, because 100%, again, this is not so simple, but it's simple. We'll assume that it's simple, that the mizbeach that's nifkam is possible. You cannot do a zrika on it. And therefore it's like there's no mizbeach.
If there's no mizbeach, it's like it's stopping within the
So that you don't see. That you don't, that I don't, it's like, I don't. Let me just say the pshat. Gosh. The case over here was where the mizbeach was nifkam, and then you fixed it for the avoida, and he's meeting chadish rav that there's a psul because it has to be shalim. That's what he's saying. And Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, even if you didn't shecht it yet, it's still going to be possible. All karbonos. If the mizbeach was nifkam, there's a psul in all karbonos. Everything. If they were there at the time of the pegima.
And after the pegima.
Of course, because they were possible already. Because they were possible. Now, okay, good. So now, what's the machleik? Is Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Echad Zev, Yechad Zev, Psulin, Vai Pligi, Rav Savar, Baal Echaim, Einu Nidchim, Rav held that even though the Mizbeach is Pasul at the time that you shechted it, at the time you didn't shecht it yet, because of Baal Echaim aren't Nidchim, which means the machleik is Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Baal Echaim, Nidchim. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Baal Echaim are Nidchin. He holds that the Baal Echaim, even though they weren't shechted yet, they're still going to have a din of Nidchin. Okay, let's go through the sugya. It's late. We'll go through the sugya. Maybe we'll come back to understand a little bit of the lumdus of the din of Mizbeach Shenifgam. There's a Karen Oira that really opens the sugya for us. We used up all our points until now. Meisvei. Frankly, Gemara. Call a kachim show you actually nivda hamizbeach. All the kachim that were around before the mizbeach was built. V'yakakach nivda hamizbeach. The rule is psulim. They're possible.
Why they puzzle? Because they weren't roi. The Mizbeach wasn't around, so they weren't roi, and therefore, the rule is that they're nitche. They're, once they're pushed off, they're pushed off. In fact, the Gemara, Nivneh, Duchim Meikarnu. If the Mizbeach was not built, so that means at the time of the Haggish, it wasn't roi. And there's a Shiloh, Dichoy Meikar is Dichoy or not. Maybe Dichoy only applies once it's Chau, then if it's Nitche, it doesn't become Roy afterwards. But let's say right away when you did it, it wasn't Roy, so then maybe they wouldn't be given Dichoy. It's Machlaikis. In fact, the Gemara Rashi explains, the Gemara is asking, this Brysa, or this Halach will be a Raya to the fact that Dichoy Meikar is a Dichoy, and that's Shver. So what's the case? Elo, actually Neres on the Mizbeach. So it must be talking about a case where you had Kachim that were around before the Mizbeach was destroyed at the base of Mikdash. And then, it was destroyed, and then you want to bring it when the Mizbeach was rebuilt later on.
70 years later.
In fact, the Gemara Neras, at that point,
they aged out.
At that point, the goat has that beard. It has the beard. Right? 70 years old. And a white beard at that point. And what's the psul? The psul Rashi says is that it's a mum. It's an animal that's too old is a mum. Can't bring it.
The psul is if it's dead.
What? No, it lived 70 years.
We're not talking about tortoises or parrots. We're talking about sheep and goats.
Okay.
And cows.
Yeah. Elo, so what's the case again where you were makdish with Adam's bear? Elo, actually nifgam hamizbeach, yacharkach nifgam hamizbeach. So when it's the case, must be talking about where you had hekdish before the mizbeach had a notch, and then it did, which means it was nitche. And then what does it say? It's possible, even though it was a balchai. So kasha on Rav, it's balchayim ein nidochim. Anyways, this Bryce is a problem because you have to come and explain that when it says kolakachim she'adshalei nivne, it's referring to really nifka. So once you touch it up, say the case is talking about kolakachim that were shechted at the time that the mizbeach was nifkam, and then it's going to be a problem because of bichui. Emes, right? That's the case. And then the Mizbeach was Nifkam. Here's a new kasha. So Rav, in other words, is saying that the din of Mizbeach Shenifkam makes Kachim possible. Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav that a Mizbeach that was uprooted, a Mizbeach HaPnimi, you could do the Torahs in the place of the Mizbeach, which means even if the Mizbeach is hustle, you can still do the avodah over there. Just because there's no mizbeach doesn't matter.
All the mizbeach
curse. Oh, we're saying memela by the mizbeach achitzin also. You have the same din. Mizbeach achitzin also, even if it's not around, it's nekar, it's nifkam, mabaya. You'll just do the avodah bin koimai, and therefore what? And therefore it shouldn't be nitche. Okay.
That is really
what the Gemara answers. Kadama Rava, Maid Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim. Hachanami, Maid Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim. No, the case of the Zrika and the Zbeach Achitzin is different. Rav is Maid. That is the din of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can mak your Ptayas bim Koimoi, he's masking that you need a Mizbeach for the Zrika. Or, Bedamim means a Mizbeach, a Zevach, not Ptayas. This is going to boil down to the Exuda. Yes,
after.
I saw that.
Excellent.
Yeah, there's a Meshach Chochma, right? You know it's Meshach Chochma? It's in Shmois Mem Hey.
It's Parshas Fakudei. It's a beautiful Meshach Chochma.
Why did it stop?
Incredible, actually.
It's a tzav.
What does he say?
What
does he say?
Because you
don't need
the
Mizrach. The Kaimah
is
the
Pasuk
says.
The Pasuk is not with the Kaimah.
Oh, that's why, right, because the Torah is...
You're very...
Mizbeach HaTorah, which is Mizbeach HaZov, Mizbeach HaPnimi, is not written with the other Kelim. And it is a Kli, like the Gemara says, Kli Sharus. So why was it written separately? Because it's not an akiv.
Right.
Very nice.
Akiv is a fish.
Very
nice.
What do you do with the dam? It's puzzle. No, no, the carbon is possible. Oh, chatois apnimius, let's say. Yeah, that's another question. If it's hapsul on that. So, let's go at this point that Rab is moided by domim, that by a zevach, there is going to be a problem with be'ach shenifkam, just like Rabbi Yehuda. Just like Rabbi Yehuda's moided. Everyone agrees, yeah. Everyone agrees when it comes to Zevach that it's going to be a problem. Now, we're going to spend the next almost block Gemara finding out this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even though there's no Mizbeach HaPnimi, you could do the Ketoris in the place of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, when it comes to Karbonis, if the Mizbeach is not around, you cannot do a Zrika. Or you can't do a Shechita either. Where is this Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, bring out your math brains again. My Rabbi Yehuda, the time you learned in a Braisa, on that day, when the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash, Kidesh HaMelech Toiche Chatzar, Shlom HaMelech sanctified the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. Simple pshat, it means that he gave Kedusha to the actual Azara. Why would he do this? Ki Mizbeach Nechayshis, it should say, Koton Mehachil. There was so many kabbalas being brought on that day, they could not bring it onto the mizbech. It was too small for it to handle all the kabbalas. So he had to get more room. So Shlomo HaMelech was mekadesh on that day, the entire Azara, Pasha Pshat, to bring kabbalas on it. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Dvarim kichsovim. Dvarim kichsovim. As it's written, it's literally. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chotzer, that we know, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that the Ritzvah is a din of a Mizbeach. So he was Mekadosh the entire Azara because there wasn't enough room for the Karbonis. Amar Rabbi Yaisi said, how could that be? V'aloi kvar ne'mar, Pasuk says, Elef oilis yalo shloime al Mizbeach ahu. It says by the Mizbeach of Noiv Given, which was the Mizbeach of Nechoishis of Moshe Rabbeinu, he would put on there 1,000 oilis, which means, here we got to do a little math, the Mizbeach HaNachoshes, according to Rabbi Yaisi, was 5 by 5. Now, you need one Amma for the Kronos on each side. What's 1 plus 1? 2. No, it's going to be enough like this. 1 plus 1 is, no, we're talking about the area. 1 plus 1 is how much? 2. So 5 by 5 minus 2, 5 minus 2 is?
3.
So you have 3 by 3 now.
Okay.
No. Wait. 3 by 3. And then you have to take away another 2 because you have the Makam Hilach HaKahanim, which means the area that you could actually burn the oilus was 1 by 1. And how many did you do on that area? 1,000. Which means 1 by 1 does 1,000. And the Beis Olamim Huaymer, and the Beis Olamim, which was 20 by 20, Rashi says, the area at least, you do the math, you do the math according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a machlekes, but 20 by 20, Rashi says, is the area of the Mizbeach of Shlomo. So if it's 20 by 20, and you can do 1,000, right, you can do 1,000 on a 1 by 1, 20 by 20 is 400 square. 20 by 20 is 400 1 by 1s. Like Rashi says. So you could do 400,000. And how many did they do that day? It says, and then the pasuk continues, it says, Bokar was 22, and then sheep, 120. What's 120 plus 22? 120,000 plus 22,000 is 142,000. So why would the Mizbeach be too small? If 1 by 1 could do 1,000, 400 1 by 1s can do 400,000, which means
each foot is a thousand. What is the doing we're talking about? Burning.
The oilos.
Burning the whole oilos. How big was the
maracha? What do you mean the maracha? the area on top of the Mizbeach.
No, but they have to set up the
line.
As big as the whole area.
That was 4x4.
The whole area.
Well, they would make it.
What do you mean 4x4? They were made a big marocha. The marocha doesn't have to be that small. They made a bigger marocha. What I thought you were asking was that there's the tapuach. The Mishnah says that you can't do a marocha on the tapuach. This is the Karen Iris Kasha.
So you take off a little bit. You also have to take off the space.
Well, you don't have four. Okay, fine. So you're saying.
The fourth is to take off half.
And there were two other marocha.
That's what he says. Yeah.
There were two other marocha. To make it a kawa.
Yeah, but on that day they didn't have everything. On that day.
The tapuach was there after you burnt it, right?
Okay. So they burned.
This was the first day. After
he seems to ask there. That there was a makam hatapuach. That the area could not have a marocha there. So once you burned one oilo, let's say, you have to put it in the tapuach. This is okay.
That didn't apply to
Moshe's
Mizbeach. Okay.
The Chared had one also. It's the same problem. That's what he is. Okay, so now, so what's Rabbi Yossi's problem? If you do the math, right, you have enough room on the Mizbeach of Shlem. So what does it mean? So why are we saying that the Mizbeach of Moshe was too small to handle?
What was the need for the mitzvah? That's what
Kasha. Mizbeach Shlomo, right?
Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda said that he needed to be Mekadosh the Ritzvah literally because the Mizbeach was too small. Yes, he's asking me, do a little math.
Plenty of room.
Plenty of space. Thank you, Shulam. Oh, to make life easier. A little bit. I lost place. Okay. So what does the puzzle mean? Like someone who says a shtickle lashon hara to his friend, he says pliny nanasu. Pliny's a shorty. That's a midget or something. A dwarf. Now he's apparently this is a euphemism because what he's trying to say about his friend is that he's posel avoda. He's not. He has a mum. Excuse me. He has a mum and he's posel avoda. But he says something nice, he says it in a nice way. So really, what Rashi explains, what Rabbi Yossi is saying over here, is that the Mizbeach of Moshe was too small. Rashi says, he's not talking about Shlema's Mizbeach. Mishuma hu yoyma. Because of the Karbonis. It says that that's what it means. The Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was too small, not that it was too small and therefore didn't have enough room. He was trying to say it was too small and therefore it's possible Abayda, but he was saying it was too small as a way of being nice about it.
The Mizbeach was too small. And we're extending and saying that the Mizbeach of Shlomo was too small.
Yeah.
No. He had to be Mekadosh the Ritzvah.
I understand that. He had to be Mekadosh the Ritzvah because his Mizbeach was too small.
Because the Mizbeach Mechoshes was too small.
But that's not what the Gemara's question is. The Gemara's question is that they said London.
No. The Kasha was, Rabbi Yossi's Kasha was, if you do the math, the base of London wasn't too small. Now we're going that it's on the Mizbeach and the Mechoshes.
So but what does that, what does the Pasha say? What's
the posh of shad?
What's the Mizbeach and the Chayshus, right? Mizbeach and the Chayshus. He says that he answered the question here.
Yeah, but it's
referring to what Moshe.
No, it's a question.
He kept the name.
In other words, yeah, of course it's referring to the Mizbeach and the Chayshus, but it's not saying that it was too small relative to the Mizbeach Avonim to say that that's why you needed the Mizbeach Avonim. That's not literal.
Why he needed the Ritzvah, the Mizbeach Avonim was big enough.
Right.
And then where it's is, because the Pasuk says that the man of the Chayshus was too small.
It was big enough. That's the Gemara's Kasha.
Yeah,
it was big enough. And for the Gemara, you're right, it was big enough. When the Torah says you didn't use the Mizbeach and the Chayshus.
What's the it? The Pasuk says the Mizbeach and the Chayshus was too small. And he said, when you need the man of the Chayshus too small, there was plenty of room in the Mizbeach Avonim.
That's correct.
That's the moniker they were using.
So why is that a reason to be Mekadosh the Ritzvah? Emphatic Gemara, you...
I don't understand what I'm saying.
Okay, good. As long as you're happy.
He addresses that question.
All right, as long as you're happy. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I don't understand. I don't understand. You'll tell me after, because I just have to do the doc.
How could it be that the word
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nemar Khan, Rabbi Yehuda says, here it says, let's just get this clear. At this point, there's a machlokes what the problem was, and therefore, what was he mekadosh? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mizbeach was too small, and therefore it couldn't be used. So he had to be mekadosh the ritzvah. Oh, you're asking on Rabbi Yehuda. That's what you're asking.
No.
On Rabbi Yehuda.
We have
two minutes. Different question. All right, whatever. Okay. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns that they were mekadosh the ritzvah because he didn't have enough room. Rabbi Yossi holds, you weren't Mekadosh the Ritzvah for that reason, because you had enough room, except that the Torah is saying that euphemistically that it was a problem. That's a Machlokes. Now, we're going to get into the Machlokes over here, where it really stems from. We're going to have four Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Here we go. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Shapir Ka'amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said, he said it was too small, and therefore you had to be Mekadosh the Ritzvah. Why was it too small? Shapir Ka'amar Rabbi Yossi. He did the math. So Rabbi Yehuda Taimei. Rabbi Yehuda was Taimei because they're arguing in the dimensions of the Mizbech and the Choshes. The Amr Mizbech, also Moshe Gadahoya, he holds that the Mizbech and the Choshes was larger than Rabbi Yossi. Here we go. Here's the Bryson that argues, the Tanya. Has the Machlokes. Chamesh Amos Oirech, the Chamesh Amos Reichiv. It says that the Mizbech of Moshe Rabbeinu was 5x5. Dvarim Kichsavim. Here, Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Yossi, it's literal, 5x5. Yep. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, Nemar Kan Ravua, it says it's square. V'nemar Lahalon, it says by the Mizbeach, the future of the Beis HaMikdash, or by Shane, it's not really clear. It says over there that it's square. I'm going to make Zera Shava. Ma Lahalon Me'amtsi Isoy, Hoyamaydid, just like over there, that the Mizbeach, when it gave the dimensions of that Mizbeach, it's being measured from the middle, which, from the middle to the sides, and that's the shear, and maybe you're going to double whatever it says. So too over here, when it says 5x5, the measurement is going to be 5 from the middle to each side, which means essentially it was 10x10. It's 10x10. Okay? So let's just do the cheshbon again. 10x10. No, so here's the thing. So 10x10, you have to take away, again, 4 from that, so the middle area was 6x6. 6x6 is 36. If you have 1,000 being done on a 36 area of 36 square, so if you have 400 square, how much does 36 go into 400? About 11. But how much, if you do the math now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was going to be too small. The 400 square was only 11 times, so you can't do 142 anymore. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda had to say, because he held the Mizbeach of Moshe was much bigger. And if you get to him, the math is, if you only do 6x6, it means 36. You need an area of 36 to do 1,000. If you need an area of 36 to do 1,000, you could only do 11 times that amount in an area of 400 square, which means you could only do 11,000. The Torah says, the Pasuk says, that he did 142. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda, that's where it stems from. But Rabbi Yehuda's source is from the fact that he says Ravua is learned out from the Mizbeach of the of Yecheskel. So how do we, and there it was measured from the middle. How do we know that over there was measured from the middle? It says that the Ariel was 12 Amos, the Ariel being the Mizbeach, was 12 Amos in each direction. Now you might think that means 12x12. Maybe it means it's 12x12. Kishuaymer al abas revov, when it said el abas revov to each of its four sides, that means you're in the middle measuring to each side. That teaches us that from the middle of the Mizbeach is where you measured. And therefore he's going to say the Ravua of Moshe as well was also the five Amos that are mentioned in the Torah are from the middle of the Mizbeach.
So that's smaller than it was in the region of Shani. We have 32x32. Now we have 20x20.
Yeah.
That's surprised. Why is it?
Or it might be larger because if you go from the, you're saying you're going from Yaisi that you measure it the way it's. Yeah, Chayrus is going to be smaller.
Why are we doing anything?
Definitely interesting.
Why are we doing anything?
Rabbi Yaisi, Higama, we have to, that's a good question. It's a problem. Rabbi Yaisi, Higama, just have to get to the end of it. Rabbi Yaisi, Higama, Xerah Shabbat, the Gaiva Hudigamar. He says that when you learn this Xerah Shabbat, you measure from the middle, it's talking about the height of the Mizbeach. The Tanya, Linden Abraiso, Shlesh Amos Kaimosoi, that the Amma was three, the Mizbeach was three Amas high. Dvaram Kichsov, Mizbeach Moshe. That's the, he takes it literally. Dim Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda, Nemar Kam, Ravua, Benem Alham, Ravua, Mala, Halam, Goyba, Pinishinayim, Ka'arko. We learned this out, Ravua, Ravua, from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi was one by one, and it was two Amas high. Just like over there, the height was two times the width. Afkan, Pinishinayim, Ka'arko. So too over here, the Mizbeach of Moshe was two times, when it came to the height, it was two times the dimensions of the width, which means what's two times five? Five by five? 10. So he held it's 10 amas high, and that's the source of.
Where does Shalosh Amas come
up? Oh, we're going to ask. We'll ask that later on. All right, I'm stopping over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.